Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The following is an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and is a high-fidelity, all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyrighted by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.
Time for Area High School Baseball on the Show Me Sports Network. This is the Area High School Baseball pregame show on the exclusive broadcast of the Show Me Sports Network. We'll recap last game's highlights and set the stage for first pitch, all while we get set to bring you the exciting play-by-play action of Area High School Baseball. The best broadcast coverage in Mid-Missouri is on the air as Blake Gazaway and the crew are ready in the broadcast booth. Exclusive pregame coverage of Area High School Baseball is brought to you by
Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Han Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios.
The excitement is building in the stands and the tension is rising in the dugout as first pitch is just around the corner. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Area High School Baseball on the Show Me Sports Network. Now here's the voice of the Show Me Sports Network, Blake Gazaway.
Well, hello and welcome in to the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Hallsville baseball. I'm Austin Thomas, and we are live as Hallsville takes on the Waynesville Tigers. It's a little bit windy out here. My papers just blew away. I had to catch it right before I could go on the air, but we are here when we are ready to begin. It is an exciting game here. We see Hallsville and Waynesville both 0-2 in this quad, so one of them we'll finally get their first win, but which one? We'll have to find out. An exciting game is on the horizon. Waynesville just played their previous game. They just got done about a half hour ago. That game finished up around 1 o'clock. They were playing Boonville and Hallsville this morning. They played at 9 a.m. They had a longer game. That one was against the hosts of Eugene. And starting things off, Waynesville will get first pitch and immediately sent over to shortstop, picked up, and Nichols throws over to Crane at first base, and that is a quick one pitch out for the Indians. Starting pitcher today for the Indians is number three, and I'm getting the number real quick. Number three, that's Braden Nichols on the mound. Nichols fires his first pitch, a curveball, it's skied, might drop as a bloop, but nope, right back there is the second baseman for Hallsville, and that's a catch for Caden Thompson. So pretty quickly, two away, as that's two pitches, two outs. Leading off for Waynesville, it was number three, Jackson Goforth, and then immediately after that, it was number four for them, Hunter Althusius. Now batting third, it's number seven, Ethan Heberling. And again, just that wasn't a three-pitch inning because he took pitch number one for a ball, so it's a 1-0 count. Two away. That pitch is a curveball in there at the top part of the strike zone for strike one. Makes it a 1-1 count. Now the 1-1 count. Nichols, he fires another curveball. It's skied right up. And the shortstop coming in, and Nichols makes the play. Colton Nichols, I should say. And that will do it. A very quick 1-2-3 first inning in this one. It goes 0 runs, 0 hits, 0 errors, 0 left on base. And at the middle of the first, it's 0-0. Stepping up to the plate next, it'll be Hallsville. We'll have to see how they're going to do. We'll be right back with more Hallsville baseball for you here on the Show Me Sports Network after this.
Since 1951, Wren's Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Wren's Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Wren's Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
Well, hello and welcome back into more Hallsville baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas, and we are here in the bottom of the first inning. And Waynesville went down 1-2-3 when they were at bat. Hallsville will be looking to change that up. And on the mound for Waynesville, it is Dylan Pelkey. Pelkey was playing left field a majority of last game for them, so he'll be moving back onto the mound and hoping to kind of get things started for them and keep things rolling along as much as they can. It was a tough loss for them. Over at first base, you see Wesley Dye over there. Over at second base, and, well, shortstop, you're seeing the Hunter Althusius. And at second base, Jackson Goforth. That duo was playing back there in the last game as well. They'll be looking to keep the infield running along. Or actually, it does appear like they're going to switch that up. So second base is actually number 19 for them, which is Jonas Saar. And Caden Thompson will step to the plate. He takes the first pitch. And that'll miss for a ball. Now he makes contact with the next one, but it goes right over to shortstop. And that's a quick play for Althusius. And two pitches and one out. Caden Thompson goes down. Thompson was playing second base for Hallsville. And now stepping up to the plate, it is Colton Nichols, the shortstop. He swings at the first pitch and it's skied straight up and falls right behind the catcher, who couldn't quite find it in the sky. It's tough to kind of keep checking on that one. So Colton Nichols steps back in. It's an 0-1 count after he just fouled that last one, and that pitch is going to miss for ball number one. Makes it a 1-1 count. And Colton Nichols takes that next pitch, brings the count to 1-2. Hoping to be the first base runner of the game for either team at this point, and he's just going to foul it off. Goes over his own dugout. So it's a 1-2 count. Fifth pitch of the plate appearance to Colton Nichols. He swings and hits it hard down the left field line, but just foul. That looked like good contact, but just couldn't quite keep it fair. So he'll step right back up to the plate. He does stay alive, though, but, you know, he kind of slammed that bat against the ground. He thought he should have had a hit right there, but does go foul. So here's the pitch. That one is a good eye. He wanted to swing, but is able to hold back on it and brings it to a 2-2 count as it dropped into the dirt. And now he swings. He sends this into the left center gap, takes a bounce in the grass, and Colton Nichols is safely aboard with a lead or a one-out single here in the bottom of the first. Braden Matheny now steps into the batter's box, and, well, Hallsville will definitely be glad with the way things have started off. You'll like to be able to get that hit out early. Although, I guess the same can be said for the pitcher. Obviously, you don't want to allow a hit. You want a no-hitter, but it does kind of help that you're not thinking about getting a no-hitter. Swing and a miss from Braden Matheny was on top of that one. 0-1 count. Pelkey eyes down home, and a stolen base attempt. Oh, it might not be in time, but the throw can't quite get him. And it's going to be safe in there for a stolen base for Colton Nichols. That's what that speed does for him. He's able to get in there safely. It was a really quick pop-up time from the catcher. That's Jackson Goforth behind home plate. But couldn't quite get it in there, as that pitch is going to miss for ball number two. Brings it to a 2-1 count on Matheny. Runner is on second base with one away. So runner in scoring position. It's a 0-0 game in the bottom of the first. Looking back and stepping off the rubber and stepping towards second base was Pelkey, but he does not throw. Keeps it in his hand, and now he's ready to pitch again. He throws it, and that's a nice curveball that dropped to the bottom of the strike zone, and good contact from Braden Matheny, but it goes foul. Not quite able to hold up to where he wanted to. Here's the pitch, and that one is going to miss for ball three. A good eye. That was very close. Nearly was a strike. That's a tough one to hold up on if you're Braden Matheny, but it does get the count full. It's 3-2. So here comes the pitch. Swung on and barely tipped that ball and wasn't able to be caught by Goforth, so he'll stay alive there. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance upcoming. That pitch is high, and Braden Matheny will take his walk. And now it's got runners on first and second for Hallsville. And it's going to bring up Carter Giesler. Giesler batting cleanup for Hallsville this game. He was not active in that last game, didn't play the game earlier this morning at 9 a.m. He's going to take the first pitch. It's right at the bottom of the strike zone and was able to be kind of blocked by Goforth. Didn't allow it to get behind him. Keeps the runners where they are, but it does still mean that it's a ball. It's 1-0 to Giesler. And taking a couple swings here as Goforth goes to get readjusted behind the plate. Man, he's ready to go now. Ethan Biddle is on deck for the Indians. And now getting set on the mound, Pelkey, he eyes him down. He throws the curveball, but that's above the strike zone and will miss for ball number two. Hoping to have some pretty good command here. Waynesville really did struggle a bit with command in that last game. So they're hoping to find the strike zone a bunch in this one. Here's the pitch. That one's a fastball down low. Brings it to 3-0. And after Braden Matheny was able to work a walk, You don't want to offer up back-to-back free passes. Giesler being selective with his pitches. Runners on first and second. That pitch is high for ball number four, and the bases are loaded. A 4-0 walk to Carter Giesler, which pushes Braden Matheny over to second base and puts Colton Nichols on third. So, and maybe not the way that Waynesville was hoping for this one to go. Three consecutive batters that have been able to reach base safely and improve that on-base percentage. Ethan Biddle now at the plate. He takes the first pitch for a strike right in the top part of the strike zone. Now Pelkey, he gets set to go. Pelkey fires. It's a swing and a miss on a high fastball. Got him to go on that one. He's wanting to drive him home here. And now an 0-2 count, and time is called as, man, the mask is falling apart on Jackson Goforth behind the plate. Must be a little annoying to have to deal with that. So we're switching out the masks real quick, pausing a little bit of time here. Looks like maybe this one will work a little better. Hopefully it will. And Goforth steps back behind the plate. He's ready to go, and so will the game resume? 0-2 count to Ethan Biddle. One out, runners on every base. That's low for ball one. Makes it a 1-2 count. Dylan Pelkey hoping to induce maybe a ground ball double play. So maybe see him attack the low part of the zone, and he gets him swinging. He's down on strikes, and that is it. Great pitch on the curveball down low from Dylan Pelkey. That's exactly what he wanted to do with it. And got Biddle swinging out of his shoes for the second out of the inning. Now two away. Bases are still loaded, and it brings up Will Ewens to the plate. And it looks like a pinch runner here as Giesler will check out. And coming into the game is number two. That is, well, I don't have a number two on my roster here, as that pitch is going to be taken for strike number one. I'll have to ask around in the inning break to see who that is, as that pitch is fouled off into the fencing again. Brings the count 0-2. Here's the pitch. It's a swing and a miss from Will Ewens. And that makes it a three-out inning. And, man, Hallsville gets super close to scoring in that one, but can't quite do enough as Will Ewens goes down on strikes. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Dylan Pelkey. Huge for him. And that means that there were zero runs on one hit, zero errors, and three runners left on base for Hallsville. We're going to hit a quick break here, and when we come back, we've got more action for you on the Show Me Sports Network. And Hallsville baseball coming up next.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417 417- 684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/CassandraGasway.
Running out of some of your favorite Avon products and haven't seen an Avon brochure in quite some time? No need to worry. Avon Independent Sales Representative Michelle Cartier can help with your Skin So Soft makeup, jewelry, fragrance, and skincare needs. Avon now carries cleaning supplies, clothing, daily essentials, and several small LG electronic items. You now have the opportunity to shop online 24/7 and have your order shipped directly to your front door by shopping with Michelle at mcartier.avonrepresentative.com. Or find her on Facebook by searching Avon Carty.
At the Boone County Journal, we're with you all the way. We know that you're more than just a subscriber. You're an employer, you're a parent, you're a neighbor. Most importantly, you're a community member. It's our goal to provide you with the latest news, sports, opinions, obituaries, classifieds, and more to keep you informed about your community. To find out more about the Boone County Journal or to subscribe, call 573-657-2334 or visit bocojo.com. The Boone County Journal. We're with you all the way.
Well, hello and welcome back into more Hallsville baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today, and we're here in the top of the second inning. Waynesville get back up to bat. They went down 1-2-3 in the first, and another first pitch swinging, and that's going right to the second baseman. And, well, that's another very quick out. Justin Zuber flies out over to second base. Now stepping up to the plate, it is Wesley Dye playing first base. He gets set, and Braden Nichols on the mound. He fires. That's a pop-up going into the third base side but going out of play right next to those batting cages, and so that'll be strike number one. And Waynesville is swinging a ton right now. They're making contact a lot, but hasn't been able to get really good contact on it. Here's the 0-1 to Dye. Slow coming pitch. That one's hit well, though, into the left center gap and running up on it and making the play from center field. Man, a great play out there. Now Mason Thompson stepping up to the plate for Waynesville. And Braden Nichols gets set on the mound. He fires. That is a swing and a miss. And Mason Thompson now down in the count 0-1. On deck for Waynesville, it's Luke Cassidy. And here's the 0-1. Braden Nichols leans back. He fires, and that one is just going to miss low. Brings the count to 1-1. Only the second ball of the game that has been thrown by Braden Nichols. And he's got two outs in the second inning. That's pretty impressive. Here's the pitch. That one is inside for ball number two. We've been seeing a lot of those curveball sliders thrown from Nichols on the mound. Loves to use that off speed. Here's another one. That one is also going to fall inside. Brings the count to 3-1. Mason Thompson staying disciplined at the plate. Trying to be the first Waynesville runner on the base pads. Here's the pitch. Swung on and sent over to shortstop. Nichols grabs it. He throws to first. Crane's got it, and that is an out. Again, 1-2-3, all on in-play balls. The defense is really getting worked out today. That's going to do it for the top of the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It's 0-0 at the middle of the second inning. We'll hit a quick break here, and when we come back, we got the bottom of the second inning for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At Centurion Cares, for more than three decades, their focus has been on exceeding customer expectations for contact center software solutions. Their innovative communication solutions include utility interactive voice response software that allows for smart communication features that let your utility deliver superior customer service 24/7. They also provide other streamlined services like automatic call distribution, automated customer callback, reporting, and quality assurance. To find out more about how Centurion Cares can help your business, call them at 727-421-5300 or look them up online at centurioncares.com. Centurion Cares, innovative communication solutions.
Well, hello and welcome back to more Hallsville baseball as they take on Waynesville here at the Eugene Quad. It's 0-0 in the middle of the second inning, and Hallsville will... They loaded the bases last inning, but it wasn't enough to bring across any runs, so leading off for them is going to be Logan Cunningham. And he'll be hoping to keep the momentum of getting on base alive. That pitch is high from Dylan Pelkey for ball number one. Pelkey was able to finish that first inning strong with back-to-back strikeouts. He had some really good stuff there, and that curveball, great, got Cunningham kind of off balance, and he swung and was able to foul it backwards, but that is strike one. Now stepping back, he fires. Pelkey's going to miss low and away on the breaking ball. Here's the 2-1. It drops, and it's in there right at the top of the strike zone. That is a good pitch. Tough pitch to throw as well without missing. You don't want to miss just low on there because... You don't want to have a hanging curveball, but a perfect place. And then that one misses outside for ball three. A full count. It's 3-2. Logan Cunningham trying to work his way on the base paths. Here's the pitch. It's a swing and a miss, and he goes down on strikes. And Logan Cunningham will go back to the dugout as Jake Crane, the first baseman, steps up to the plate. Crane's first appearance here. He's going to take the first pitch for strike number one, right down the middle. Pelkey looks back. He fires and misses low, brings the count even 1-1. And here's the pitch. Crane swings and misses on that. Brings the count back to 1-2. On deck, it's Drake Schnell. That pitch is popped up right to the pitcher, and he's under it for the second out of the inning. And Schnell will step into the box to try and keep this inning alive. Pretty quickly, two outs for Waynesville. They're looking for a clean inning here. Dylan Pelkey's retired his last four batters, three of them on strikeouts, but that one is well hit into right field, going back, trailing and diving for it, but missing it. It's dropping in for a stand-up double for Drake Schnell. And a great contact hit from Schnell, and he's given Hallsville some life here. Right back up to the top of the order. And one of the first extra base hits that we've seen today here at the Eugene Quad. No extra base hits up until that. He had a two base error in the last game that Waynesville saw. That breaking ball in there for strike number one makes it an 0-1 count to Caden Thompson. His first plate appearance, he ended up grounding out to shortstop on Two pitches. And that pitch is high for ball number one. You can tell he's trying to take a little more here. Take a few pitches, work up the pitch count of Pelkey. Pelkey's already gone through the order once. Back up to the top here in the second. Not too uncommon, but we're hoping for more, and it goes opposite way, and that's right through the second and first base gap. Now rounding third, and never mind, he's going right back to third. Doesn't want to risk it, and instead it'll just be a single, and now runners on the corners with two away here in the second inning. And again, Hallsville is threatening. Caden Thompson with a clutch hit right there, but not quite enough to send Schnell home. And it will bring up Colton Nichols, the shortstop for Hallsville, to the plate. His first at bat, he got a nice little single and got stranded over at third base. He really worked the count well that first plate appearance, worked to seven pitches on that. He fouled it off twice with two strikes. And then was able to get the single, the first hit of the game for Hallsville. Hallsville's got three hits through two innings so far. They've had five base runners, but no runs yet. Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled off, going back and out of play on the first base side. So now the count, 0-1. Colton Nichols looking to drive in the first runs of the game. He gets set in the batter's box about halfway. The average spot to stand, and a curveball, it's fouled off. Maybe a little lucky that it was foul rather than going fair. He was pretty clearly on top of it. And that makes it an 0-2 count to Nichols. And Dylan Pelkey really hoping to get out of this jam. He got out of the bases loaded jam with just one out last inning. So he's shown the ability to do that. He's shown the strikeout stuff. He's got three strikeouts. Any out, though, would do in this situation. That one is hit over to shortstop. It's picked up and stepped on the bag, and Althusius will toss the ball off as that does it. A tough ending of that inning for Hallsville. Again, getting a bunch of base runners, but not able to convert on them. No runs on two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. It's 0-0 at the end of two innings. We'll hit a quick break, and when we come back, we've got the top of the third inning for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
There's no better way to celebrate a special event or show someone just how important they are to you than gifting them something handcrafted from Country with a Heart. Handmade in mid-Missouri, Country with a Heart specializes in hand-built woodworking projects for every occasion. Their design collection includes children's furniture, doll furniture, household items, holiday decor, outdoor decorations, custom projects, and everything in between. To view their full inventory of projects, visit countrywithaheart.com and find them on Facebook by joining the Country with a Heart group page.
Well, hello and welcome back in to more Hallsville baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today, and on the mound, it's Braden Nichols. He returns. He's had two really good innings so far. A lot of poor induced contact that we've seen from him on the mound. Waynesville not really able to hit him like they were hoping they would be able to at this point. Luke Cassidy will lead off the inning, the third baseman for Waynesville. And Carter Giesler is behind the plate. I don't believe I've said that before, and apologies for that. As he'll be catching for Braden Nichols, he has been this game. And Luke Cassidy steps up to the plate, ready to go. So Braden Nichols on the mound. Cassidy in the box. Nichols, he fires. It's a bunt attempt. It's put down over to the pitcher. Nichols can't pick it up cleanly. Tried to barehand it, but wasn't able to grab it. And that is going to be a bunt single from Luke Cassidy. And that is the first hit of the game, the first base runner of the game for Waynesville. Now, Braden Nichols has Cassidy to worry about, but that one's hit well into left field. Running up on it and making the catch in left field is Hallsville, and keeps the runner on first base. So no need to worry about that, I guess. Owen Schick was the batter there. And now it will bring up number 13, Dylan Pelkey, the pitcher. And so the pitcher-on-pitcher matchup. And that pickoff attempt over at first base, not in time. One away is, again, Owen Schick had flew out to left field. So Pelkey's first plate appearance. Braden Nichols hoping to do well here, and a high pitch swung and missed. The attempt over at second base, he got him! Caught stealing! A great throw from Carter Giesler behind the plate. And say goodbye to Luke Cassidy on the base paths. He's going back to the dugout, and that's two away here in the third inning. A great throw from behind the plate. And no one count, too, because Pelkey swung at the high pitch. And time was just called there to give him a second to gather himself. And now the pitch from Braden Nichols. That one's high for ball one. Makes it a 1-1 count. And Braden Nichols not batting for Hallsville. He has the designated hitter for him, but Pelkey is hitting for them. So this is the only pitcher-on-pitcher matchup you'll see. And now a 1-2 count as Pelkey swings and misses at the 1-1. And now Braden Nichols on the mound. He stares him down. He gets ready to go. Arm stretch and the fire. It's good for strike number three. A swing and a miss from Dylan Pelkey. And that is another three up, three down inning. As well, they'll have to return to the top of the order there. Yet again, no runs, although one hit. No errors. Nobody left on base for Waynesville. That is the middle of the third inning. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we've got more in this 0-0 matchup between Hallsville and Waynesville coming up next for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
The following public service announcement is brought to you by the Eddie Goodell Society, Jefferson City Chapter 10, doing little things to make a big difference.
Want to make a big difference in your community? Be kind to others, drive safely, and put litter in its proper place.
Join us in celebrating Eddie Goodell's historic Major League appearance as a member of the St. Louis Browns by doing something nice for someone today.
Take a walk, Eddie!
Since 2018, Hahn Custom Laser Engraving LLC has been specializing in all things custom, using large format, high powered lasers with some of the most advanced technologies on the market. Anything can become a canvas. The state of the art system makes quick work of custom engraving on cups, glass, tile, wood, acrylic, metal, headstones with endless possibilities. They also offer custom one of a kind signs that are sure to make your design stand out. Find them on Facebook at Hahn Custom Laser Engraving or call 573-489-8732 to find out more. Hahn Custom Laser Engraving LLC, a veteran-owned business.
Well, hello and welcome back into more coverage of Hallsville baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas, and Hallsville is taking on Waynesville right now. It is a 0-0 game. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Hallsville just about to step up to the plate. Leading things off for the Indians, it's Braden Matheny. His first plate appearance, he ended up taking a walk and made it over to second base, but no further as the inning ended. Matheny will be looking to get back on the base paths here. As the wind picks up a little bit, that pitch is going to miss low for ball number one. Smart take from Matheny. So now the 1-0, it is swung on and popped up. Trailing back is the first baseman and trying to catch it in foul territory, but not quite able to get there. Would have been a tough play from Wesley Dye. Unfortunately for him, can't quite make the play. And so Braden Matheny stays alive at the plate. 1-1 count now. Pelkey readies. He throws it, and that one's in the dirt on the curveball, but swung on and missed by Braden Matheny. Makes it a 1-2 count. Matheny back in the box. He's readying himself on this one. A tough position to be in, 1-2 count. Pelkey, he throws. That one's over to first base. Fair territory, picked up and stepped on first base. This time, Dye makes the play and retires Braden Matheny. First out of the inning is a grounder over to first, and it brings up Carter Giesler. Giesler also walked in his first plate appearance. It was a 4-0 walk, did not have to swing the bat. Assume that he will here, and first pitch is going to be called strike one. Well, based on that first plate appearance, probably a good idea not to swing the bat. But now he knows that there's a strike, and he swings and misses on that one. A nice breaking ball down low. And now it's all Pelkey in this one, an 0-2 count. He's got the momentum in this one as the wind really picks up right as he's about to throw that, and maybe messed up his throw a little bit, and it missed high for ball one. Wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour here. Average is about 13 miles an hour, but a swing and a miss there. And Giesler goes down on strikes. Now two away in the bottom of the third inning. Still 0-0, no score yet. Ethan Biddle steps up to the plate. Hallsville has threatened each inning with at least two base runners and at least one runner on third base. Well, you can't have... I guess you could have more than one base runner, as there's a swing and a miss from Ethan Biddle. The furthest they've got a base runner is third base, and they've got that in both innings, is what I'm trying to say. Here's the 0-1. It is just missing outside for ball number one. Makes it a 1-1 count. Ethan Biddle standing strong in the box, and Dylan Pelkey shakes off his catcher and then decides his own pitch and misses that one outside for ball number two. 2-1, Biddle not taking the bait. Biddle did strike out swinging his first time up. Doesn't want to do that again as he does swing and a miss on a bad pitch way in the dirt over home plate. Maybe got in his head a little bit with the previous strikeout and being up 2-1. Now it's a 2-2 count. He barely fouls that one off on the swing. It was way above the strike zone, but a way to stay alive on it. Really working this plate appearance, though. This is the sixth pitch as he's going to take strike three, and that will do it for the inning. Put it in the books backwards, and another good inning from Dylan Pelkey. Well, the first clean inning, but three shutout innings for Dylan Pelkey. He will definitely take that. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It's 0-0 at the end of three. This one's starting to get a little bit like a pitcher's duel at this point. We'll have to see what Braden Nichols will do next as he returns to the mound here in the top of the fourth. We'll hit a quick break, and when we come back, we've got the top of the fourth for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At Hallsville School District, our educators do more than just teach. Lives are being shaped for the future before they even enter a classroom. For students to succeed, it takes an entire district-wide team. Join Hallsville School District's team today, now offering competitive salaries and benefits for all positions. Visit hallsville.org and click on the employment link under our district tab.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Hallsville baseball. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today, and Braden Nichols returns to the mound here in the top of the fourth inning. It's been an exciting one so far. A pitcher's duel, if you like pitching, this one's been pretty good so far. A lot of strikeouts, a lot of good pitching stuff on the mound, and a lot of poor induced contact that you've seen specifically from Braden Nichols. It's been more strikeout stuff from Dylan Pelkey. But we'll see if Braden Nichols can keep it up. He's faced the minimum through three innings, 9 up, 9 down, although he did allow a hit, so no no-hitter, no perfect game, nothing like that. But has been very good on the mound. And, you know, I think this is the best situation that you could be in because the pressure's off you. Again, like I've kind of mentioned this before, but the pressure's off you to throw a no-hitter or a perfect game or anything like that. Now you can just focus on pitching, although he still has been able to face the minimum number of batters. So it's not like, you know, you're worried about jinxing or anything. You're just going out there and you're throwing your stuff, you know? That's the best part about this situation. It brings back up Jackson Goforth to begin the fourth inning for Waynesville. Braden Nichols on the mound. He's been throwing a lot of breaking balls this game. Has that long leg lift, kind of keeps it raised in the air for a little while, and the first pitch is going to miss for ball number one. Make sure to stabilize himself when he brings it up. That slow leg lift brings up that left leg. He's right-handed pitcher, and that one is going to hit him on the back of the helmet. Curveball came up pretty slowly. Again, glad it's not a fastball. And it did hit him on the helmet. Didn't look like... Well, it kind of looked like it hit him on the back and then bounced off his helmet after that. But again, a slow-coming pitch. At least it's not a fastball. That's what you always got to be happy about. But a hit-by-pitch does put him on to first base. And that's a leadoff on base. Goforth takes his leadoff. And now a dribbler over to third base. Going to second for one. Trying to get two and... not in time. It goes beyond Jake Crane. Not able to pick up the second out, but does get the lead runner, so a fielder's choice. And Hunter Althusius is going to be safely on the bag, despite the force out. Now Ethan Heberling steps up to the plate. Braden Nichols looks down for a while. He fires pretty quickly, a little quicker than you're used to with him, as that one's in the dirt. Maybe tried a little bit of a quick pitch there. Well, yeah, maybe not a quick pitch, but just changing up his pacing on how long that leg lift is up there. You know, I mentioned that just a bit ago. Keeps it usually up there very quickly. On that one, as that pitch swung on, hit well into left center field, dropping back and making the catch as the left fielder, throwing it in and running him back to first base. And no advance from Hunter Althusius, as he will stay on first base. And that's the second out of this fourth inning. Braden Nichols pitching very well, but no longer will be facing the minimum. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that, because he could still pick off... Althusius at first base, although it's, you know, seeing pickoffs is unlikely in this sport, as that pitch swung on and missed, goes behind the catcher and thought about throwing back to second base, but does not, and so just advancing over to second is Althusius on the wild pitch. It was a swing and a miss, though, so that's strike one on Zuber. That pitch is going to miss for ball number one, though. So brings the count to 1-1. Runner on second base is Althusius. Here's the curveball, and that one's high. Makes the count 2-1. Braden Nichols throws relatively slowly. As I mentioned, a lot of breaking balls. Although he does have the speed when he decides to go fastball, as that's a swing and a miss on a low pitch. Brings the count 2-2. Trying to get out of this inning again with another clean inning, although he did hit the leadoff batter. He got back-to-back outs after that. Here's the 2-2. Curveball. It was hanging in there, but Zuber not able to make him pay for that on the hanging curveball. Couldn't quite wait up on it enough. Was a little early on the swing, as is expected with an off-speed pitch. But that could have spelled danger. Here's the 2-2. It's low in the zone. It is a dribbler foul down the third base line. And it will remain 2-2. A lot of pitches this at-bat. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance upcoming for Zuber. So not able to keep working up that pitch count, which has really been hardly worked this game. Here's the pitch. That one is going to miss low for ball number three, and the count is full. 3-2 count. You know, the crazy thing about Nichols is that through the first three innings, he had 19 pitches. That pitch is going to be fouled down the left field line. And in just this plate appearance alone, we are now seeing him hit 9 pitches, which is basically half of 3 innings. Kind of crazy to think about it in that sense. So here's the 3-2, another foul ball. That one's over the backstop, and that hits off the awnings behind home plate. And this will be a double-digit pitch plate appearance. 10 pitches at least pulled here. This one's going on forever. But a great job by Justin Zuber to stay alive up there. He's really keeping his eye on this ball. It's been tough to make sure that he doesn't induce poor contact. Here's the pitch. That one's high, and it'll take a walk. Trying to take off for third base. And the stolen base, he's safely in there. And Zuber will go to first, so now there's a runner on first and third as Althusius stole that bag. And now Waynesville will threaten for a run, and stepping up to the plate, it's Wesley Dye. Dye, the first baseman for the game today. He was the pitcher, the starting pitcher in last game for Waynesville. And that's a swing and a miss from Dye. And he'll be kind of hoping to redeem himself from that last game. On the mound, did struggle a bit against Boonville. That one's popped up, though. Jake Crane trailing over into foul territory, and he makes the catch. And that's going to do it. The threat is no more. And Waynesville unable to score. Well, in that inning, there was no runs, no hits, no errors, but two runners left on base. And at the end of the top of the fourth, so in the middle of the fourth, it sits at 0-0 here in the Eugene Quad. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we've got more for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Attention Indians fans, here's your chance to help the student athletes of Hallsville by becoming a member of the Hallsville Athletic Boosters. Your gifts help provide all Hallsville athletes with a safe and positive experience while attending our school district, and also help purchase items that our sports team couldn't otherwise afford. You can join the Hallsville Athletic Boosters this season for as little as $25. Membership is open to everyone. Interested in joining? Look them up on Facebook by searching Hallsville Athletic Boosters or email them at hallsvilleathleticboosters@gmail.com. Let's go Indians!
Hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Hallsville baseball. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today, and it is currently a 0-0 game as we are in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's been an exciting game, though, nonetheless, and just one that Hallsville hasn't been able to score on a couple of times where you've seen runners on third base. Three times to be exact, combining the two teams. Hallsville had them twice. Wingsville last inning. One team will be looking to score here, and nice little slider there that got Will Ewens thinking it was about to hit him, so he kind of ducked down and then realized it wasn't and went in there for strike number one. Here's the 0-1. That one is fouled and bounces off the roof of the concession stands. So an 0-2 count to Will Ewens. He struck out swinging his first plate appearance back in the first inning. Now he swings on it and hits it right back to the pitcher, and Belke flips it on over to Dye, and that is the first out of the inning. Now Logan Cunningham will step into the batter's box. He also struck out swinging in his first plate appearance. Pelkey's had some good strikeout stuff, as I've mentioned. He's got five strikeouts in the game through three innings, three and a third now. That pitch is in there for strike number one. Hallsville's really had trouble after getting, you know, a double and a single back in that second inning. They really haven't been able to do anything. That's a foul tip from Cunningham, and it brings the count again to 0-2 for Hallsville. Pelkey's really looking good right now. He is total control of his pitches. Here's the 0-2. It's a curveball in the dirt, swing and a miss. Logan Cunningham kind of started walking back towards the dugout and then started running over to first base, realizing that the ball was dropped by the catcher. But, again, still, it will just be a strikeout swinging. So that's two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. At the plate, it's Jake Crane. Crane kind of popped out to Pelkey in the second inning. Really just straight up, and that was right before the double and single from Schnell and Thompson, as that pitch is high for ball number one. And Crane will look to keep this inning alive. That pitch is going to be fouled down the first base line and out of bounds. Now a 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. It's in there for strike number two. Brings the count even 2-2. Now back on the mound, looking to fire with the curveball. It's sent over to third base, a diving stop, and it goes through. It goes through a diving Luke Cassidy, who tried his best to make the play, but was unable to. Unfortunate for him, and it will keep the inning alive for Hallsville. They've got two outs, and it brings up Drake Schnell, who doubled. He had a big-time hit his last time there, and that's going to... Oh, it's going to keep Jake Crane off the base paths. He saw the ball go behind home plate, tried to take a leadoff, and then wasn't able to get back to first base in time, and he gets picked off by the catcher there, and that does it for the inning. Well, a surprising way to finish it off. And unfortunately for Hallsville, that is no dice for them. Zero runs on one hit, zero errors, nobody left on base. It's three up, three down in that inning, and that will finish the fourth inning. It's still 0-0 here at Eugene, entering the fifth. We'll hit a quick break, and when we come back, we've got more for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Last Sentinel Firearms is your federally licensed and registered Type 7 FFL manufacturer dealer in Missouri, providing quality products to all types of sports enthusiasts, law enforcement, and individuals across the nation. Orders are currently being fulfilled, offering custom-built pistols and rifles from the AR platform made right here in Missouri. Visit their website at lastsentinelfirearms.com or call them at 417-684-7202 to find out what they've got for you. Last Sentinel Firearms, you are your last line of defense.
Hi, I'm retired Army Sergeant Trent Dirks, and I want to tell you about an organization that saved and changed my life forever. Retrieving Freedom provides highly trained service dogs to veterans with disabilities and children with autism absolutely free of charge, thanks to the generous donations and support from people just like you. Experts from Retrieving Freedom help throughout the entire process, from fostering programs through service dog placement. Retrieving Freedom gave me the skilled service dog Tracer, who has been my best friend and my lifeline. To find out more about how you can get involved, volunteer, foster, or to donate, visit their website, RetrievingFreedom.org. Retrieving Freedom, changing lives through the training and placement of service dogs for veterans with disabilities and children with autism.
Hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Hallsville baseball. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today. It is a 0-0 game entering the fifth inning. It's been a pitcher's duel so far. Braden Nichols really been good at inducing poor contact and ground ball action. Whereas the other way, Dylan Pelkey, he's been a strikeout machine in this one. We'll see which one will be on top at the end, though, as neither team has scored a run. And Mason Thompson will lead off this inning for Waynesville. Thompson, he grounded out to shortstop, his first plate appearance. Only 35 pitches through four innings for Braden Nichols, and 10 of those came in one plate appearance last inning. That was Justin Zuber. So if he had retired Justin Zuber like any other batter, he might be down to, say, 27 through four innings. That's crazy to think about. And that pitch is in there for strike number one. Makes it a 1-1 count to Mason Thompson, but incredibly pitch efficient, and has just rolled through these lineups. Here's the pitch. It's swung on, sent up the middle, and Nichols not able to get to it. It's going through, and that's going to be a leadoff single for Mason Thompson. Huge play for Waynesville and gives them some momentum here with nobody out. That's been the problem with both of these teams. They've got base runners, but it's always been with two outs or so. Haven't really been able to see too many leadoff runners in this game. Luke Cassidy now at the plate. He watches the first pitch miss outside for ball one. Again, we still see a very limited pitch count. A very low pitch count for Braden Nichols, so don't expect any fatigue at this point, although it is in the fifth inning. That one popped foul above the top of the press box. Makes it a 1-1 count now. Faking the bunt attempt and a throw over to first base on the pickoff. That's not going to go. Luke Cassidy was about to go for the bunt when a pickoff attempt was thrown, and back-to-back pickoff attempts over at first base. And again, both of them safe, though. Mason Thompson, the runner at first. And Braden Nichols looks down home plate, again going over to first base. That's three consecutive pickoff attempts here. And, well, if this were a Major League Baseball game, we'd be getting some boos from the crowd. So here's the 1-1, and another pickoff attempt. That's four consecutive pickoff attempts without throwing a pitch. Really, I don't know who that's going to throw off. Is that going to throw off the pitcher or the batter more? And now time is taken as Giesler is going to go step up to the pitcher's mound. I mean, I don't know how often I've seen that, if ever I've seen four consecutive pickoff attempts. It's a bit interesting. I mean, if you've ever seen that, you hardly ever see it. And so the mound visit, maybe just to quell his fears of the runner on first, Luke Cassidy at first. And that pitch is going to miss for ball number two, so it appears that it did mess up Braden Nichols maybe a little bit. The count now 2-1 on Cassidy. Cassidy, the third baseman. Here's the pitch. It's in there for strike two. Evens it out 2-2. And now here comes the interesting part. Here's the pitch. It's outside for ball three, and now it's full 3-2. Braden Nichols doesn't have an out yet. Still the runner on first base. He hasn't tried to pick him off again since those first four. Now here's the throw. That one's grounded over in between third and shortstop. It's getting into the outfield, and left field running up on that one and just going to toss it in. Ethan Biddle, the left fielder for Hallsville, he ran up on that one. And now a mound visit here as the coach comes on to check with Braden Nichols following that one. Probably a good idea. No runner did come around to score, by the way, on that last one. He stopped over at third base. Mason Thompson did. Realized I never said that. Apologies. So runners on first and third for Owen Schick, who will step up to the mound. And the mound visit here, I believe that he would be staying on the mound. Braden Nichols not at many, but they will go to the bullpen. Maybe a little surprise here as coach motions on his reliever. And, well, we'll have a pitching change. And Braden Nichols, a really good all-around game. But they will move to the bullpen, and we will take a break here on the Show Me Sports Network. We'll be right back in a few moments. After these messages, pitching change coming up. The remainder of the top of the fifth comes up after this.
Creating custom, handcrafted woodworking projects has never been easier. Become a member of Sawdust Studios and enjoy 24/7 access to a woodworker's paradise. Outfit with industry-leading professional-grade tools, Sawdust Studios offers endless woodworking possibilities. Don't have woodworking experience? No problem, as Sawdust Studios offers affordable classes from a community of woodworkers, experienced designers, and master craftsmen. Youth classes are also offered for those junior woodworkers. For more information, search Sawdust Studios on Facebook or find them online at Sawdust247.com. Sawdust Studios, your community woodshop.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you now more than ever.
The Southern Boone School District is hiring part-time bus drivers for round athletics and activities with no experience necessary. Our drivers enjoy flexible work hours, paid on-site CDL training, and paid time off, all while helping our community. The position offers competitive pay. Go visit sbschools.us/employment.
We need you!
At Southern Boone School District, our educators do more than just teach. Lives are being shaped for the future before they even enter a classroom. For students to succeed, it takes an entire district-wide team. Our students need you. Join Southern Boone School District's team today, now offering competitive salaries and benefits for all positions. Visit ashland.k12.mo.us and click on the Employment tab.
Well, hello and welcome back to more Hallsville baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas, and pitching change done with. Eric Polacek checks in for Braden Nichols. The final line for Braden Nichols, 4 innings pitched, 3 hits, no runs, no earned runs, 1 walk, That was not zero strikeouts. He had one strikeout in the game, one hit batter, no balks, one wild pitch, and 16 total batters faced. Here's the first pitch for Polacek, and it's a swing and a miss by Owen Schick. Runners on first and third. First and second. Stepping off to looking back to second base. Mason Thompson sits on second. Here's the pitch. It's a bunt attempt. It's short. It looks good. And nobody knows who to pick up. And everyone is safe. A bunt single. Nobody was sure whose assignment it was to pick up the ball, as Jake Crane had run up from first. So wasn't sure who was covering. And that's going to be three singles in a row. But again, still no runs yet. But the bases are loaded for a pinch hitter here. It'll be number 25. That's Isaac Martinez, who comes into the game for Dylan Pelkey. Here's the pitch. It swung on, well hit, but high. And running up on that and making the catch in center field. Trying to fire back home. It's in time. It is out. What a throw from center field. And that is a double play. Man, oh, man. Phenomenal defense from Hallsville prevents the run from coming home, and it remains tied at zero. A crazy good play. And now two away with runners on first and second. And Jackson Goforth steps up to the plate. That pitch is low and away for ball number one. And in most situations, that'd be a sack fly for Isaac Martinez, but instead, it will just be a normal out, so he'll be mad that that drops his batting average. But now a 2-0 count to Jackson Goforth, and the most important thing for Waynesville is that they still aren't out of this inning. They've got a runner on first and second. So here's the pitch. It's a breaking ball that's right there at the top of the strike zone, and that's the first strike of the count. Brings it to a 2-1. And here's the pitch. That's a fastball right back to the pitcher, and Polacek goes to Crane at first, and that is three outs. Man, a huge play out in center field. You can't get much of a better throw than that. And that does it for the top of the fifth. We'll hit a quick break here. When we come back, we've got the bottom of the fifth inning. In that inning, zero runs on three hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We'll be right back with more on the Show Me Sports Network after this.
Doctors, vets, and storytellers. We're business leaders, educators, and performers. We are scientists, nurses, and trendsetters. We break the mold and get it done. We are visionary, world-changing magic makers. We are Stevens College. Be yourself. Be good at it. For more information, visit stevens.edu.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Hallsville baseball. I'm Austin Thomas, and on the mound again, it's Dylan Pelkey for the Tigers, and it's a 0-0 ball game here in the bottom of the fifth inning. You know, it was definitely being hoped for something a little bit more on the Waynesville side of things. They had runners, they had the bases loaded with one out. But a phenomenal play from center field, a great throw back at home. And that turned a double play on what could have been a sack fly. And actually, it was bases loaded, nobody out. Apologies on that. After three consecutive singles, although the final one was a bunt single, so how much you want to count that a real single? Up to you. But nonetheless, pretty good inning from Eric Polacek, who came on for Braden Nichols and continues the good pitching here as Hallsville will get ready to see if they can be the ones to break the tie. Here in the fifth, Drake Schnell will lead things off. He was in the batter's box when the inning ended last time out. He was a pickoff of Jake Crane from the catcher. Got him caught after a wild pitch that ended up helping him out. That pitch is low and in the dirt for ball number one. And Schnell's first plate appearance, he had that big double to start a potential two-out rally that didn't end up resulting in anything except a runner on first and third, but still had a big hit. You're never going to complain with the double as that pitch is fouled away and will just result in a strike, so a 2-1 count. On deck, it's Caden Thompson. In the hole, it's Colton Nichols. Here's the pitch. That's high for ball number three. Brings it to a 3-1 count. And Drake Schnell looking to work his way on the base paths. Any way that he can is important. Here's the pitch. It is low for ball four, and he takes his base. And that is a leadoff walk for the Indians here in the bottom of the fifth. Brings up the top of the order in Caden Thompson, and, well, this is getting a little bit frightening for the Tigers. They definitely don't want to be the first to drop a run, although they've been able to deal with runners on the base paths as there's a fake bunt attempt, and now trying to steal second, the throw, and he's in there safely under the tag. It was incredibly close, but Drake Schnell able to slide in barely under the tag and got to the bag safely. So a stolen base for Drake Schnell. Caden Thompson took the pitch for a ball as he pulled away on his bunt attempt. And now he's going to take that one. It's a ball. It's off the backstop and bounces ahead. Again, that backstop bounces off quite a bit if it hits it right. And so Schnell will stay on third base. Instead, it will just be a ball, so it makes it a 2-0 count. Schnell gets his leadoff. Pelkey looks him back. Looks back to the catcher, and he fires. It's a bunt attempt, and that's rolling foul down the third baseline, and we'll bring the count 2-1. Again, a runner on second base, nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning, it's tied 0-0. Looking back multiple times, Pelkey trying to keep the runner on second, and another bunt attempt. That one on a pitch pretty high, wasn't going to be able to get that one on the ground, and instead will just result in a foul ball from Caden Thompson, and now he's got two strikes. So the bunt attempt, probably a no-go in this situation. Here's the 2-2. Pelkey steps off, and he looks back. Drake Schnell, who nobody's covering second base at the moment. As I say that, they start to get closer, and that pitch is away for ball three. And now the count is full 3-2. So a key pitch here, Doesn't want to allow two runners on as that pitch is away, and that is ball four. So he will take his base. He sprints over there just because it was a wild pitch, seeing if he could take around, but he'll just stick at first base. And now there is a runner on first and second after back-to-back walks from Dylan Pelkey, and this will be a mound visit and maybe a pitching change at this point. Pelkey's pitched well all game, but at this time he's kind of getting up there in the pitch count, and he's seen the lineup a couple times. The lineup has seen him a couple times. Everyone's had at least two plate appearances, and Caden Thompson, three. Nichols would be looking at his third. And just going to talk to him and see how he's feeling. Pelkey's been pretty good this game, I would say. Has six strikeouts through four innings. Although back-to-back walks after previously having allowed a single to end the fourth inning. It's three consecutive batters that have reached base. Although, again, Jake Crane did get picked off, so that's why it's in between innings. You don't often see that too much. You know, an on-base streak extend in between innings. And it looks like they will keep Pelkey on the mound to face Colton Nichols. Colton Nichols had that single in his first plate appearance all the way back in the first inning, and then he hasn't, again, stepped up to the plate since the second, where he grounded out to short as that pitch is high for ball number one. Makes it a 1-0 count. Pelkey looks back at home. He gets set on the mound. Looks back. He fires. That pitch is just going to miss. Ball two makes it a 2-0. We're still in the fifth inning here. The game's running a little bit behind schedule as they've gone all a little bit longer. This game started around 1:30. I didn't actually mark the time that it began. As that pitch is in there for strike number one, makes it a 2-1 count. Runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. It's high, trying to pick him off at first base. It's not cleanly fielded, and so running from second to third is going to be Drake Schnell. And now there's a runner on the corners. Maybe not the right idea back behind home plate. Although he has shown off that cannon pretty well, it's a 3-1 count to Colton Nichols with runners on the corners. I think that would be called an error or throw. So here's the 3-1, Colton Nichols. Trying to get on base here, and that pitch is high. He'll take it for a walk, and now the bases are loaded with nobody out after three consecutive walks. And this is, well, the same situation happened for Waynesville, and they were not able to score, but it will be a pitching change at this point. Can't walk three batters in a row at this point in the game, and they will take out Dylan Pelkey, who's been very strong all game, and that will end his really, really good afternoon, and they will bring on Pondron to the mound, Carter Pondron, and we'll have to see how he can do. He pitched earlier at the end of that last game, actually, so this will be his second appearance of the day, and we'll have to see if he's feeling any type of way from that. He didn't pitch too much back in that last game, but again, he kind of had a little bit of time to close down, and now he's got to warm back up, so we'll have to see. We're going to hit a quick break, though, as he warms back up on the mound, and when we come back, we've got more on this inning of action for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Hello, Blake Gazaway here with the Show Me Sports Network. I've had the opportunity to have some amazing calls, including overtime touchdowns, walk-off home runs, and buzzer-beating baskets. But I've answered another call. That's to serve my community as a volunteer firefighter. Stop and think what would happen if your home or property caught fire and no one was there to put it out. Every day, volunteer firefighters not only save lives and property, but also respond to other emergencies. Nearly two-thirds of our nation's fire departments are manned by volunteer firefighters. And because of this, we simply need need more volunteers to step up and answer the call. Stop by or contact your local fire department and see how you can become a volunteer firefighter today. I answered the call to serve my community. Will you?
In today's world, injury prevention is at the top of everyone's list. However, heat-related occurrences get routinely overlooked. Zealous WBGT puts that front and center. By using cutting-edge formulas and technology, Zealous WBGT streamlines and simplifies obtaining and documenting wet bulb globe temperature readings. With a simple touch of a button, you can check WBGT anywhere in the world, receiving alerts when the WBGT goes over the threshold you select. Join the stress-free way to protect student-athletes, employees, and overall operations from extreme heat by downloading the free Zealous WBGT app today. Save time, save money, save lives with Zealous WBGT.
Hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Hallsville baseball. I'm Austin Thomas. We're here in the bottom of the fifth inning and an incredible situation right now. The biggest pressure moment in the game, Braden Matheny steps up to the plate with the bases loaded and nobody out. A pitching change as Carter Pondron checks in, and he will attempt to sit down the batters as that one's hit foul down the left field line. Braden Matheny, he walked in his first plate appearance and then grounded out to first base in his second back in the third inning. This is his third plate appearance. Here's the 0-1. It's popped straight up in the air. They're calling infield fly rule, and nobody caught it, but they called infield fly rule, so does not matter. But it is a little funny to see whenever that drops to the ground. So that will be the first out. And brings up Carter Giesler to the plate. So one away. And Giesler, the lefty batter. Here's the pitch from Pondrom, and now kind of got caught up in a little bit of a pickle, running him back, and everyone's kind of out of position, so everyone's just going to be getting back safely. Nearly a pickle for Drake Schnell, who was leading off very far off a third base. And go forth from the catching spot, kind of ran him back. And no harm, no foul. So a 1-0 count to Giesler. That pitch is going to be taken for ball number two. Here's the pitch, swung on and could drop, and running up on it, not able to make the play. That's going to be a single. It brings home one run, and that is the lead. Hallsville finally get on the board. It's 1-0 after an RBI single from Carter Giesler, and it sends home Drake Schnell, but the bases remain loaded and potentially more damage could be done. And the pitch here on a bunt attempt, but it's missed. And now running back to third base, nearly picked off. Again, you're seeing Goforth be very aggressive with trying to get those runners back. And it's been a lot of times where those plays have been really close. It's surprising to see how much of a lead that Hallsville's still getting off, even to this point after showing off that he's able to kind of throw them down. But no out there. It just will remain a take for first pitch. I believe they called that a ball. Ethan Biddle at the plate. Here's the pitch. Pondrom's pitch is swung on, sent into left center field. It's dropping for a hit. Rounding third and coming home for the second run is Colton Nichols, and that's a two RBI single for Ethan Biddle. And this is the offense that Hallsville has been looking for all game long. And all of a sudden, it's a 3-0 ball game. Really good stuff that we're seeing, and just phenomenal plate appearances and great contact. And Pondrom has not been able to get these outs that he's been looking for. And a bunt attempt here. It's dribbling down the third baseline, trying to get him at first, and he's going to be safe. They call him safe on the bunt single. And now the bases are loaded yet again with only one away here in the fifth inning. And that's three consecutive singles from Hallsville here in the bottom of the fifth. Offense really coming alive. First pitch is taken high as a ball to Logan Cunningham. And Hallsville might be looking to bat around unless they ground into a double play. That pitch is swung on and sent back into the fencing. So now it's a 1-1 count to Logan Cunningham. He struck out swinging both of his first two plate appearances, so he's going to be ultra conservative to make sure not to swing at these bad pitches, and he does just that. He watches that one hit the dirt, makes it a 2-1 count. Hoping to kind of build off the momentum of his teammates here. And Pondrom will... Dylan Pelkey was so good there and then walked three consecutive batters. Really kind of lost his footing, and Pondrom just hasn't quite been able to find it. That one's well hit into left field, but looks like getting under it and making the catch is the left fielder. And a great throw at home. He might be out, and he's caught well before. He's actually in a pickle trying to avoid it, and that's a double play to end the inning. Well, a great throw from left field, as that was Owen Schick, who was able to nail him at home. And no further damage is done. However, it was still a big, big inning for Hallsville. Three runs, breaks the tie, and three runs on three hits. There were no errors, or there was one error that inning, and there were two runners left on base. So, at the end of five innings, it's Hallsville 3-0 for Waynesville. We'll hit a quick break here, and when we come back, we got the sixth inning of action for you. It's getting exciting, getting near the end of it. We'll see how it finishes coming up next here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Since 1951, Renz Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Renz Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Renz Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/CassandraGasway.
Hello and welcome back in to more Hallsville baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas, and the Indians just took a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the fifth. Super exciting. But now it's Waynesville's turn. They're up at the plate here in the top of the sixth, and leading things off will be Hunter Althusius. He was able to get on the base paths, but was not able to collect a hit. He's 0 for 2 on the game. He flew out in his first plate appearance, and then he ended up hitting into a force out but took the place of his teammate as that one's well hit over to second base, and it's caught in the air. Nice catch by Braden Matheny. And Matheny is the one manning second base. Here's the pitch, and Braden Nichols misses that one outside to the left-handed batter, Ethan Heberling. That one's swung on, sent over to shortstop. He picks it up. Nichols over to first base, and that's quickly two outs. Two pitches, two outs. And really quick so far. Good pitching from Eric Polacek to be able to induce those. And now it brings up Justin Zuber. Well, if you looked at his last plate appearance, you would expect him to take a lot of pitches here. He had a 10-pitch plate appearance his last time up and ended up taking the walk as he swings and misses on the off-speed pitch from Polacek. So no three-pitch inning, although he maybe tried to. Just no contact quite. A 3-0 game here in the top of the sixth. Two away. Waynesville, and that's a hit by pitch. A tough take there from Justin Zuber, and he gets on base for the second time this game. Getting hit by the pitch. He's 0-1 on the game, but he got a walk and then got a hit by pitch. Now Wesley Dye at the plate. Dye has flew out both of his times. Well, he kind of lined out over to first base his last time up, and he had that deep fly out to center field in his first. First pitch there is taken for a ball, and now he gets ready for the next one. Nichols looks back to first base. Now he fires. It's swung on, sent sharply into left field, but just foul. And again, looks like he's almost on it, but can't quite get to it. Dye's been able to get some contact, but just hasn't been able to get it to go so far. So now a 1-1. Runners on first base, and it's going to hit him again. He watches it come right at him and takes the hit by pitch. He points to it and says, like that, to his teammates. And now it's a runner on first and second. Two away, and well, that's not too good. A home run would tie the game. It's Mason Thompson's at the plate. Thompson singled his last plate appearance back in the fifth inning. So that pitch is away for ball number one, makes it a 1-0 count. He grounded out to shortstop in his first plate appearance. So he's 1-2. Runners on first and second, two away. Here's the pitch. It's going to just miss for ball number two. Now, in this situation, you've got a runner on first and second. Obviously, you want to score the run, but the most important thing is to keep the inning alive. Bring up your next batter. So, I'm not sure about the strategies on this one. If taking a walk is better than risking grounding out, as that pitch is fouled away. Brings the count 2-1. Mason Thompson just looking to put up his best plate appearance that he can. The runner's not getting too big of a leadoff on either bases. Here's the pitch. That one's low and away and nearly taking off because Giesler didn't realize the ball wasn't in his glove, but not quite. They're going to stay where they're at, and instead it'll be a 3-1 count. Again, probably not the best idea to be too aggressive on there as the front runner. You don't really need to advance the path. Here's the pitch. It's going to be taken straight middle to bring the count 3-2. Really was trying to pull the walk in that situation. So it does appear that, you know, they're just hoping to load the bases if they can. And everyone's taken off. This one's hit. It kind of chokes him up, and a roller over to first base. Jake Crane's got it, and that does it for the sixth inning. Well, the top of the sixth, I should say. At the end of that one, no runs, no hits, no errors. Two left on base, and it is a 3-0 Hallsville lead entering the middle of the sixth. We'll hit a quick break, and when we come back, we've got more action for you here on the Show Me Sports Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
Running out of some of your favorite Avon products and haven't seen an Avon brochure in quite some time? No need to worry. Avon Independent Sales Representative Michelle Cartier can help with your Skin So Soft makeup, jewelry, fragrance, and skincare needs. Avon now carries cleaning supplies, clothing, daily essentials, and several small LG electronic items. You now have the opportunity to shop online 24/7 and have your order shipped directly to your front door by shopping with Michelle at mcartier.avonrepresentative.com. Or find her on Facebook by searching Avon Carti.
At the Boone County Journal, we're with you all the way. We know that you're more than just a subscriber. You're an employer. You're a parent. You're a neighbor. Most importantly, you're a community member. It's our goal to provide you with the latest news, sports, opinions, obituaries, classifieds, and more to keep you informed about your community. To find out more about the Boone County Journal or to subscribe, call 573-657-2334 or visit bocojo.com. The Boone County Journal. We're with you all the way.
Hello and welcome back into more Hallsville baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today, and it's a 3-0 Hallsville lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's been some good stuff so far from Hallsville, and specifically their pitching. Although their offense has been able to produce a lot of base runners, it wasn't until last inning that they were able to come around, but a big last inning it was to break the tie. And going up 3-0 here, they're looking to build some more insurance runs to this one. 3-0 the lead. Jake Crane at the plate. He'll lead off. First pitch swung on, a hard hit, but kind of skied. Trailing back, the shortstop and the center fielder, they let it drop. Couldn't quite track it, and that'll be a leadoff single for Jake Crane. Now, Jake Crane's last plate appearance, he actually singled as well, but got picked off over at first base. And a pinch runner will be put on in this situation. That'll be Lawson Burks, who checks in for him. And now we'll see Drake Schnell at the plate. He's 1-for-1 with a double and a walk in this one. Also scored a run. It's a 1-0 count after the first one is a ball, and he takes strike one on that on the second pitch. So now back to a 1-1 count. Evened up. Drake Schnell been probably the best offensive player so far for them, and that's going to be another hit. He singles it right across the glove of the first baseman, and now running across to third base is Lawson Burks, and the ball keeps on dribbling all the way over to third base, but he'll stay there. So now runners on the corners as there's another big hit from Drake Schnell. He has been great this game, and it'll bring up, again, the top of the order. Caden Thompson will bring things around. Nobody out. Runners on first and third. Caden Thompson, he singled in his second plate appearance, and in his last plate appearance, he actually took a walk as that pitch is in the dirt for ball number one, and it goes back to the backstop. So taking from first to second on the wild pitch is Drake Schnell. And it'll make the count 1-0 for Caden Thompson. Now, Pondron looks back. It's hit over to the hot corner, and it gets through into the outfield. That'll score one run, and it is an RBI single to extend the lead to 4 for Caden Thompson. And a big-time play from him, and the offense continues a-rolling for the Indians. Runners on the corners again, nobody out, and it brings up Colton Nichols. Nichols singled in his first plate appearance, grounded out to shortstop in his next, and then walked in the last one. He takes the first pitch, is trying to steal second, and now coming home on the throw down, and he'll come across to score on the throw. So Drake Schnell scores on the throw down to second base, trying to get Caden Thompson out on the stolen base. Thompson was safe, and so was Schnell. So now a 5-0 ball game here in the sixth inning, and Hallsville really putting it on him now. The pitch swung on, sent up to second base, and I believe that was caught in the air, and yes, it was, and either way, it'll get him out at first base. So a line out, and that'll put Colton Nichols down for the first out of the inning. Runner is still on second base. That's Caden Thompson after his stolen base. Braden Matheny steps up to the plate. He hasn't got a hit yet. He's 0 for 2, but he did walk in his first plate appearance. Takes first pitch for a ball. And Braden Matheny, he's standing in the at the plate with the red tape around the base of the bat. A brown bat that he's holding, and he takes second pitch for a ball, 2-0. The white batting gloves is, here's the curveball. It's hit over to third base and not able to be fielded by Cassidy, and so Thompson will make it from second to third, and time will be called here as both runners will be safe. Runners on the corners again after the error. And Braden Matheny does make it safely onto the base paths. Brings up Carter Giesler here. Pondrom getting set back on the mound. There's one away here in the bottom of the sixth. Hallsville leads 5-0. The pitch, it's low for ball one, makes it 1-0. Carter Giesler, he's 1-for-2 on the day. He struck out swinging back in the third. He took a walk in the first inning, and he got a RBI single back in the fifth, last inning. Here's the pitch, a stolen base attempt, but it's hit right back up to the mound, able to be fielded and trying to throw it over, and a nice pickup by the first baseman and able to kind of scoop it up off the ground as there was a ground out to second base. And the runners will be on second and third now as Matheny was able to advance on that. So Ethan Biddle steps up to the plate. Two outs. Runners on second and third. 5-0. Hallsville leads, and a big swing and a miss from Ethan Biddle. He was trying to go for the fences on that swing. He struck out swinging his first plate appearance, then struck out looking his next one, but then he hit a 2-RBI single, a really big hit back last inning, and he's going to take that pitch for a ball. Now 1-1, and talking about last inning, Ethan Biddle's 2-RBI single, it really opened up the game. It was 1-0 at the time, and then he made it 3-0. So he hit pretty clutch there. And now another pitch that'll be low and away for ball two. And that's definitely a way to kind of change your perspective on the game, to come up with a clutch hit like that, especially after striking out your first two. That's the way to do it. And he showed that he could be able to change the momentum, and hoping to stick with that is... Looks like they're going to say it hit him, and I think Ethan Biddle was kind of mad that it hit him. He wanted to stay out there and see if he could knock a hit after getting a single in the last inning. But instead, he'll just take his base after getting hit by the pitch, and the bases are loaded. And it will be Will Ewens, the designated hitter, who steps up to the plate. Ewens is 1-for-3 in the game. He has a strikeout, a ground out, and a single. That pitch popped up straight back and foul over the top of the backstop. And makes it an 0-1 count. Lots of plate appearances for all of these guys at this point. They have had probably around 6 or 7 at this point in the day. You include that first game, so maybe a little bit of fatigue for the batters, although they're showing no signs of it as they continue to torch Pondrom right now. It's really been tough to stop these Hallsville batters. That one missed low and went back to the backstop, but picked up by the catcher, and it'll just be a ball. So 1-1 to Will Ewens. Here's the pitch from Pondrom. It is off the plate again, and that makes it 2-1. Ewens hoping to keep the momentum of his last single that he was able to get back in the fifth. Bases are loaded with two away. Here's the 2-1. It's low and in the dirt back to the backstop, but bounces right next to the catcher. So, again, nobody advancing, and instead the count just goes to 3-1. Now, if you're Will Ewens, you're seeing this, and a lot of times you see the bases loaded, and you say, I can clear them, but hey, if you take a walk, that's still an RBI. So here's the 3-1 count. Pondrom has really got to get this batter right here. Here's the pitch. And it is inside for ball four. That is a run walked in as Caden Thompson comes home to score, and the bases remain loaded. It's 6-0 Hallsville, as they continue to build on their lead. And it'll put Logan Cunningham to the plate as he is the 9th batter of the inning for Hallsville after having 8 batters last inning. They have really been able to get guys on the pads and move them around. First pitch is in there for called strike one. Taking a little bit of time there on the mound is Pondrom. He lifts the leg. He sends it, and that pitch is... He got under that one. It's popped up, trailing back and making the catch while falling down is the second baseman there. And that will do it for another big Hallsville inning. And at the end of that one, there were 3 runs scored on 3 hits from Hallsville. There was also 1 error in that inning and a total of 3 runners left on base. So at the end of that one, it is 6-0 Hallsville at the end of the 6th inning. 1 final inning to go here in Eugene as Hallsville will look to close it down, and they send back out Eric Polacek. Will hit a quick break, and when we come back, we've got that 7th inning of action for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At Centurion Cares, for more than 3 decades, their focus has been on exceeding customer expectations for contact center software solutions. Their innovative communication solutions include utility interactive voice response software that allows for smart communication features that let your utility deliver superior customer service 24/7. They also provide other streamlined services like automatic call distribution, automated customer callback, reporting, and quality assurance. To find out more about how Centurion Cares can help your business, call them at 727-421-1000. 501-5300 or look them up online at centurioncares.com. Centurion Cares, innovative communication solutions.
Well, hello and welcome back into more Hallsville baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas and we're here in the top of the seventh inning. It's a 6-0 Hallsville lead. They'll look to finish it off strong behind Eric Polacek on the mound. He's already got 2 innings pitched after coming in to relieve Braden Nichols back in the 5th inning. Has been able to keep this shutout going, even though he did allow that single. So it was when he came into the game, it was a runner on first and second for Braden, a runner on first and second for Braden Nichols, and then Polacek checking into the game, allowed a bunt single which loaded the bases, but then proceeded to get 2 outs, which was huge, and it included a nice throwout at home plate, a double play in the outfield. So it's an 0-1 count after the first pitch is a strike. That one's hit right back to Polacek. He'll send it over to first base, and that is out number 1. And Waynesville down to their final 2 outs to come back in this one. Owen Schick will step up to the plate, looking to keep the dream alive. Here's the pitch. That one swung on, sent up the middle to shortstop. Nichols has it. He fires to first, and that's out of there. It was close, but just in time, says the first base umpire. And now only the final out remaining as Carter Pondrom steps up to the plate. Pondrom took out Isaac Martinez, who had pinch hit for Dylan Pelkey back in the 5th inning. That pitch taken for strike number 1. And Eric Polacek making sure he has his best pitches here to finish this one strong. A swing and a miss from Pondrom, and that makes it an 0-2 count. Polacek will look to finish this one off as a shutout for Hallsville. The final strike for Waynesville here. Stepping back into his motion, Polacek fires. It's fouled off right next to the Hallsville dugout. So a way to stay alive by Pondrom. Here's the 0-2. It's just outside for ball 1. Tough take from Pondrom. A lot of people would be swinging at that pitch, but good discipline from him. Makes it a 1-2 count. Polacek agrees with his catcher. He sends the pitch. It's going to be fouled down the third base side. And Pondrom not going down too easily here. He's taken a few pitches and fouled a couple off. Here's the pitch. It's in there for strike 3. Called strike 3 looking. And that does it for the game. Hallsville wins the shutout 6-0. And after a late explosion from the offense, they are able to go home victors in this one. Again, the final score 6-0, a huge game from them, and they will 100% take that. At the end of that inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And kind of just going back to look at how everything has kind of shaped up for them, I mean, it was a really good relief appearance from Polacek and also a great start from Braden Nichols. I'll say that much. He started off phenomenally. And, I mean, you really can't fault him for what he did. Four innings pitched, three hits, no runs allowed, just one walk and one hit by pitch. And really good stuff from him. And two of those hits had came in that last inning before he ended up getting taken off by Eric Polacek. And Polacek then came in, and he pitched great himself. Although, again, not too many strikeouts. His only strikeout there came at the very end of the game. Only two strikeouts of Waynesville in the entire game. Although, you look at the outing from Eric Polacek, he had three innings pitched, one hit, no runs allowed. He did not have any base on balls, although he did hit two batters with a pitch. No balks, no winning, no wild pitches, and ended up facing a total number of batters of 11 to finish out the game strong. So, at the end of that one, that is the statistics from Hallsville's pitching side of things. Taking a look at Waynesville's batting, they had Jackson Goforth, who went 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch. Hunter Althusius, he went 0-for-3, although did get a stolen base after making it on the fielder's choice. Ethan Heberling, he went 0-for-3 as well. Justin Zuber went 0-for-1 but got walked and had a hit by pitch. Wesley Dye went 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch. Mason Thompson went 1-for-3 with a single and got thrown out at home on that one great throw by Logan Cunningham from center field. Luke Cassidy, he went 2-for-3. He had two singles and got caught stealing. Owen Schick went 1-for-3 with a single. And Dylan Pelkey went 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Isaac Martinez went 0-for-1 with a flyout. And Carter Pondrom went 0-for-1 with a strikeout. That's the stats from the side of things for Waynesville. Now taking a look at the other side, looking at Hallsville, Caden Thompson, he went 2-for-3 with two singles and a walk and two runs scored along with an RBI. Colton Nichols, he went 1-for-3 with a walk and a stolen base. Braden Matheny went 0-for-3 with a walk. And Carter Giesler, he went 1-for-3 with a strikeout and a single and an RBI and a walk. Ethan Biddle went 1-for-3 with two strikeouts, two RBIs, a single, and a hit-by-pitch. Will Ewens went 1-for-3 with a strikeout, a single, an RBI, and a walk. Logan Cunningham went 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. Jake Crane ended up going 2-for-3 with two singles and got pinch ran for by Lawson Burks, who ended up coming around to score and scored one run. Drake Schnell went 2-for-2 with a single, a double, two runs scored, and a stolen base along with a walk. He was pretty good in that game. And taking a look at the pitching stats from Waynesville's side of things, Dylan Pelkey, four innings pitched, four hits allowed, three runs, three earned runs, five walks, six strikeouts, 20 total batters faced. Carter Pondrom came in relief for him, pitched those final two innings pitched, allowed quite a few hits. Counting those up right now, he allowed a total of six hits in the game and didn't walk too many batters, though, which is the nice thing to see for him. Walked one batter and hit one with a pitch. Those were his free passes. And wasn't able to get any strikeouts that game, but again, he came in relief and just wasn't quite able to lock it down. He had three runs allowed, all three of them were earned runs, and that is his total stat line. So, thank you for tuning in, and that was the post-game show for you here on the Show Me Sports Network. Coming up next, we have the final game of the Eugene Quad. It's going to be Boonville versus Eugene here in just a little bit, but that'll be on a separate broadcast if you're watching on YouTube, and if you're tuning in online, just make sure to reload in a second, and we will be back live with that then. In case you aren't tuning back in, thank you so much for listening, and have a phenomenal rest of your day.
You've been listening to the biggest and absolute best game coverage in Mid-Missouri on the exclusive home for area high school baseball, the Show Me Sports Network. Blake Gazaway and the broadcast crew are the ones that know your team the best. Exclusive coverage of area high school baseball has been brought to you by Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Pond Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Join us anytime on the web at showmesportsnetwork.com or find us on Facebook by searching the Show Me Sports Network. The Show Me Sports Network, your exclusive home for area high school baseball.
Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The preceding was an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and was a high-fidelity all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyright by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.